Welcome to the Speak Slowly Please podcast by Amanda Gray. My name is Jenny, and every week we will be reading some news stories from England slowly and clearly. Each podcast will last no more than 5 minutes. Listen regularly to improve your comprehension. Hollywood director James Cameron released the first ever film footage of the deepest place on Earth this week after returning from his solo trip to the Mariana Trench in the Western Pacific. It took him 2 hours to complete the 7-mile descent in a custom-made craft designed to withstand the immense pressure of the deep, 16,000 pounds per square inch. The whole sub actually squeezes down almost 3 inches in length just because of the pressure, he said. He then spent 4 hours exploring the ocean floor, which he compared on his return to a desolate lunar plain. My feeling was one of complete isolation from all of humanity. I really feel like in the space of one day I've been to another planet and come back. The director of Titanic and Avatar is the first person since 1960 to return alive from the Mariana Trench, which is 120 times the size of the Grand Canyon and more than a mile deeper than Everest is tall. A fishing trawler that was washed away from its moorings by the Japanese tsunami a year ago has been spotted off the west coast of Canada, about 930 miles north of Vancouver. The rusty 150-foot vessel, which has travelled 4,700 miles without a crew, is in the vanguard of a huge swathe of debris heading towards Canada. Between 20 and 25 million tons of rubbish were washed into the sea by the tsunami, and up to 2 million tons of it is thought to be floating in the Pacific. The flotsam, which includes household appliances, bits of houses, and even cars, is expected to start washing ashore in roughly 50 days. Human rights groups have welcomed China's decision to stop harvesting the organs of executed prisoners in the next 5 years. Thousands of prisoners a year are believed to be executed in China, and they are estimated to account for 2/3 of transplant organs. Although many have ethical concerns about the practice, Beijing says it is ending it because the high rate of infections among death row inmates means their organs are likely to be rejected. The US authorities have made aid and support payments to the families of the Afghan civilians killed in the shooting spree on the 11th of March. The payments are believed to amount to $50,000 for each person killed and $10,000 for each of those wounded. Although 16 people, 9 of them children, were killed, Robert Bales, who is being held in a military prison in Kansas, has been charged with 17 counts of premeditated murder.